human candles in the pitch black, by knowledge the word smooth. Torched and scorched in front of the Israeli embassy, bearing witness to the Gaza atrocity, self-immolation, joining monks who did the same to protest a drastic situation. Aaron Bushnell, you did well. The perpetrators you protested against should be consigned to the fires of hell. An active duty member of the U.S. Air Force, 25 years of age. With his sacrifice, he became a major chess piece on the world stage. Aaron Bushnell had a lot to say. His military term would have ended in May. He killed himself because of what the American government was trying to hide, that U.S. soldiers were taking part in the Gaza genocide. He died shouting constantly, "Free Palestine!" Let me strengthen this by quoting Revelation 3:9. "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship." Burning himself alive outside the Israeli embassy, a martyr just like the activist crushed to death by an Israeli bulldozer, March 16, 2003. She was trying to stop Palestinian homes being destroyed by the Israeli army. Keeping score, Buddhist monks doing the same to protest the Vietnam War. While dying, Aaron kept shouting, "Free Palestine!" Czech student Jan Pollock did the same in 1969. A brave act, a political protest against the Warsaw Pact. Stories of glory, they'll go down in history like Rachel Corrie.